This is Dr. Reddy Kedding Hasty, physical patient Stephen, Stevennani, date of service 11-7-2023, place Future Care Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is? What is her birthday? Can you look? Date of birth for this patient is 9-3-1950. Date of service 11-7-2023. I got it.
Okay,
thank you. History of present illness, this is 73-year-old female. She was at the nursing rehab because she has a multiple medical problems, COPD / asthma, coronary artery disease, dementia, previous stroke, and while at the nursing rehab, patient was noted to have rectal bleed. She was sent to the hospital. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. And was subsequently admitted because of lower GI bleed. Bright red blood per rectum. Blood pressure was dropping to 70 systolic. She was given IV fluid, blood pressure started to improve. Hemoglobin was 11, came to repeat to 9.3, then 7.3. Patient was given IV PRBC transfusion. Central line was placed. CT abdomen showed no sign of bleed. Patient underwent colonoscopy with GI that showed diverticulosis. Was active, not actually bleeding that time, was stable at that point. After two units of transfusion, hemoglobin remained stable 8.0. Patient, they advised to resume the aspirin. She has been taken for stroke prevention. She has a CHF, pulmonary hypertension, cardiomyopathy, EF of 45% to 50%, AFib, status post left atrial occlusion device. Metoprolol dose adjusted. Her routine medication continued after stabilization. Patient was sent back to the facility. When I saw her today, she's feeling better. No bleeding today, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. She has a good appetite. Past medical history number 1 CHF, ejection fraction 40% to 50%. AFib status post left atrial occlusion device, watchman, WATCHM watchman device placement, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, COPD / asthma, CAD, dementia, previous CVA, sleep apnea, and dementia. History of depression and anxiety. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug. Currently, she's a nursing rehab patient. Rua system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuron syncope, GI, no bleeding. Endocrine, urea, no paradipsia, neuro, she's awake but forgetful. Medications upon discharge. Taranol 500 mg, 2 tablet, EID, PRN for pain and aches. Aspirin 325 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily. Vitamin D 1000 units daily, Estelapram 10 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, levothyroxine 112 mcg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily. Seroquel 12.5 mg PO BID for dementia with agitation and behavior disturbance. Nystatin powder for skin fold rash. Metoprolol 50 mg BID, hold systolic BP 110 or less. Ventolin inhaler 2 puff Q 6 hour. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, forgetful and disoriented but cooperative. Blood pressure 100/65, pulse 75, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96% of room air. Head edema, now colic, eyes and ectaric. no urinary discharge, next upon activity, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, not tender, bowels on positive extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, viewers is awake, alert, forgetful and disoriented, ambulatory dysfunction due to previous CVA. Assessment, patient is admitted, readmitted, status post, recent lower GI bleed, secondary to most likely diverticulosis and divertical bleed. Status post colonoscopy, there was no active bleeding identified. Severe anemia, status post rectal bleed, and the status post blood transfusion time 2, PRBC transfused and hemoglobin stable. Previous CVA, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 45% to 50%. History of AFib, status post watchman device. History of coronary artery disease, dementia, COPD / asthma, hypothyroidism, history of GERD. Plan of care will continue all our current medications. We did lab. Today, hemoglobin is 8.1, hematocrit 27.3. It's stable. At this point, we'll continue all our current medication. We'll follow up CBC on Monday again. Thank you.